Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 KISS FM. Would they tweet? Would they do? It's what's making news in the world of country music. This is the Music City 60 on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is your Music City 60. And Chris Lane's fans know that he has an identical twin brother named Corey, who sometimes plays drums in Chris's band. Not only do they look alike, turns out they sing alike, too. A fan shot video of them both on stage singing Small Town on it at one of Chris Lane's shows, which is pretty cool to see. It looks like you're seeing double right there.
How many beers have I had here at the show today?
Four Chris Lanes?
I can't remember the whole story, but I think I remember something like they both tried out for one of, you know, maybe it was American Idol.
Oh, really?
I think Chris made it, his brother didn't or something.
Oh, wow.
Like they auditioned together, but only one of them made. I can't remember the whole backstory, but yeah.
I mean, the nice thing about that is they could do like a parent trap situation, right? Where like if one of them, you know, isn't feeling it that day, if one of them gets sick, the other one can just jump right in.
That'd be the dream as an artist. You don't have to work half your dates.
Yes.
Let my twin brother do it.
There you go.
Story about Miranda Lambert talking to People magazine and saying that her mother is cancer free. Her mom was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall. Miranda says she's doing really well. She's ready to roll. I was able to be with her through the hardest parts, and she's just been so strong and positive through the whole thing. It's a good lesson for people to take away from a journey like that. Even though it's a really scary place to be, the more positive, the better. So what a great bit of news to hear there with that.
Absolutely. That's great. Kelsea Ballerini's fourth album is finished. She shared a photo of herself somewhere in California and wrote, "Drove the Pacific Coast Highway, listened to final mixes of my album. Now I'm going to eat copious amounts of sushi and drown in gratitude for this new chapter we get to share together so soon."
Kelsea's like one of those people where I go, yeah, she has like three or four songs I guess she's done.
Right.
No, four albums.
Four albums.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw doing an interview talking about his character from 1883. The one thing he won't miss, he says, it's the beard. Tim says it got pretty taxing towards the end, especially when it started getting longer and longer. So apparently, first thing he did, they wrapped shooting on the show, just final scene of the whole series at about 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. Tim says, the very first thing I did, walk in the trailer to shave. I was ready to get rid of it.
That's fair.
But it's one thing when you want to do it. It's another thing when you're like being forced to have it.
Right.
You start getting that itch of like, oh, I just want to be done with this.
Yeah,
get this
scraggly beard on your face. Yeah, no, it could be rough.
And you can't. Although, I mean, you know, Hollywood, I'm sure they could get him a fake beard if
that's
they wanted,
true.
If
yeah.
they wanted to.
But you know, you need the authenticity.
That's true. There we go.
You know,
that's they're going for.
His character is also angry about his beard.
He's probably not going to have a beard for a long time now just
yeah.
because he was forced. It's like when you have to eat your vegetables.
Exactly,
as a kid,
yeah.
Right?
And now, you're in the know with Nashville. Smith & Nelson's Music City 60. 94.9 KISS FM.
Country leader, 94.9 KISS FM, Smith & Nelson. Kind of a fun list we'll run down in moments. Famous people graduating from Montana high schools over the years. First weather check for your day, low 80s. Missoula, expect to see a high of about 82. Sunshine, next couple of days be in the upper 80s. Wrap up the weekend on Sunday as we dip back into the low 80s. Weather for the morning from the Advocates Injury Attorney.
That's right. If you've been in an accident, don't go it alone. Call your local Advocates Injury Attorney. They take the stress away, deal with the insurance, and get you the settlement you deserve. They don't get played until you win. Call the Advocates today at 406-640-4444 or MontanaAdvocates.com.
All right. This is a story from our KISS FM mobile app, also KISSFM.com. You'll find it there. And yeah, just 10 famous people who graduated from Montana High School.
Okay, yeah.
Looking at the list here, Ryan Leaf, former NFL player, which he kind of has the negative associated to his name with being one of the biggest busts in the NFL. But
so what is that? Like he was a big draft prospect and then just like never delivered.
It was the year it came down to who were they going to draft, him or Peyton Manning? I think it was.
Oh, wow.
And the Colts had the number one pick. They took Manning. Chargers took Ryan Leaf, and then he had some issues and obviously did not have the career Peyton Manning did, so you're
right.
always going to be judged against that, right?
Sure, yeah.
And then he's had some issues with the law and stuff, but yes, I mean, recognizable name for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it Lucky?
I think it's Lucky.
Lucky.
Bud Lucky.
Just spelled different.
Yes, which is a name that people might not know, but he was you know, a pretty big person on Pixar in those early days.
Went to high school in Billings. Evel Knievel,
of course,
from Butte High School.
Yep.
Reggie Watts.
Yes.
Always coming through playing music.
Reggie Watts plays a show at the Wilma once a year. I saw him last year. It was a great show.
Great Falls High School for Reggie. Stuart Long.
That's Father Stew from the new movie, Father Stew.
Mark Wahlberg just played him in the film.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Dan Carpenter, he's an NFL kicker, went to Helena High School. Stephanie Quayle, which if you're really a big country music fan, you might recognize that name. Hasn't really had the big radio success, but pretty decently known as far as kind of country music goes.
Pretty well known. Had her Grand Ole Opry debut a few years back.
Yeah. Huckleberry Seed. I mean, just close the book. I mean, best name ever.
Most Montana name of all time.
Best name ever. Huckleberry Seed. Goes by Huck.
Right.
Corvallis High School. And
I feel like if my name was Huckleberry Seed, I would insist on everybody calling me my full name at all times.
He won the World Series of Poker main event in 1996.
Oh, wow.
I wonder what the...
That's a good poker playing name, too.
Oh, it's great. I wonder what the amount was. I wonder how much the amount has changed from what you win in 96 to now. Because poker went through like such a burst of popularity.
That's true, yeah.
So much more money being thrown in the mix. You need to look that up and see what the prize was for winning it in 96 compared to what it is now. Actually, inducted in the Poker Hall of Fame as well.
Oh, nice.
That's an accomplishment right there.
There you go.
Dave Dickinson, high school in Great Falls. Best Montanan to ever play football. And
okay.
Just been in the Canadian Football League. And, you kind of know that name if you're, you know, familiar with football in the state. And then Flint Rasmussen. Which is he's a rodeo clown.
A famous rodeo clown. Okay.
Which, this is great. Won the PRCA Clown of the Year 8 times. That's an honor right
nice.
There.
One of the best to ever do it.
Did it again, Mom. Got Clown of the Year. I did it.
That's incredible.
It's kind of a fun list, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. Do you have anybody from your high school that you can kind of think of, like rattle off as a famous person?
I really don't.
No?
Yeah. I was actually... I actually jumped online and I was looking when we saw this story. I jumped online and I was looking a few minutes ago, but nobody that I would say anybody else would really know.
Okay, yeah,
I mean,
fair
it was
enough.
Like, you know, oh, player in baseball here. So many years ago, there was like a football, but it's, you know, not big names.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Yeah, there was like two notable names from my school, which was Joe Panic, who was a Major League Baseball player.
Which I do know that name.
Yeah. There you go, yeah. He was on the Giants when they won the Super Bowl. I think he was like a first year on the team they won, or not, I just said the Super Bowl. World Series.
World Series.
Baseball.
Yeah, Giants.
Yeah, sports guy, Mike Smith right here. but yeah, no, the World Series. It's confusing when there are two Giants, you know, there are two different teams. But yeah, Joe Panic was on the Giants when they won the World Series, which was pretty cool. That he was a senior when I was a freshman. And then also Patty Murin, who's a Broadway actress. Actually, she played Belle in Disney World for a long time.
Oh, cool.
And it was in the original cast of Frozen on Broadway where she played Anna. And I knew her brother a little bit. And she actually came to our school when we did Beauty and the Beast and
nice.
Kind of gave our Belle like tips on how to do it and all that kind of stuff, which was pretty
fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. A list of people that graduated from Montana High School. It's kind of fun. You got some entertainment in there. You got some sports stuff in there. You want to see the list? You can actually kind of read more details of everybody on the list. We just kind of went through them real quickly.
Yep.
But kind of some of the career highlights and stuff from each. KISS FM mobile app, you'll find the story.
94.9 KISS FM. This is what's newsy and noteworthy with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is what's newsy and noteworthy for your morning. And this is pretty high on the list of, I think, worst things to be hauling when involved in a crash. A big rig rolled over in Utah this week while transporting 200 active beehives.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, not great. Two people were in the truck, neither of them seriously injured in the crash itself. But then the bees arrived. And there were thousands of bees out there. Just a lot of people had to be treated at the hospital for multiple bee stings. Several first responders who got stung had to join them there. But no one died, thankfully. But there were so many bees that police could not clear the crash scene for hours until local beekeepers arrived on the scene, and they had to show up to help.
Man.
So they were able to take most of the bees away, but they told people to maybe be careful in the area for a while.
Yeah, probably wise. My gosh.
Yeah.
4th of July coming our way for the weekend. We were talking about this the other day. Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Ah, yes.
Casino.org has where you can bet on the number of hot dogs that will be consumed by one Joey Chestnut.
All right. Well, what was his record last year?
Last year, he ate 76 hot dogs.
I would guess 77 is going to be the hot dogs.
They're putting the number at 74 and a half.
Really?
So...
They don't think he's going to beat the record this year.
Last couple of years, he's kind of upped his record by, you know, a dog or two every year.
Yeah.
They're saying maybe age is catching up with him, starting to slow down a little bit.
Hot dog eating is a young man's
game,
you know.
Could only put away 74. That's the number to look forward to.
All right, there you go. A couple of Michigan went shopping at an unnamed store recently, and they put 3 air conditioning units in a cart. They wheeled them over to self-checkout, scanned a Reese's candy, and that's it. So they paid for the Reese's, and they left. It actually kind of worked. They loaded the AC units into a vehicle. They drove off, but the police did catch up to them, mostly because they left behind their ID at the self-checkout.
Boy. Oh, boy.
That is not what you wanted to see.
Jeez. This is kind of cool. Story about a AAA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, the minor league team, the Buffalo Bisons. They're signing a 100-year-old baseball player. And the story is that he played baseball in high school, and then he declined to try out for the team back in 1942. So apparently, he was big, had people wanting to sign him, but he said no. He wanted to go fight in World War II. So now they're bringing him back on a one-day contract on the 4th of July. Does it get any more patriotic than that?
Wow.
To celebrate him being a Patriot. So he's going to throw the first pitch out before the game. It says back when they were trying to get him, kind of recruit him to the team so many years ago, he batted .741 during his senior year, which is unheard of.
That's, I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Have they changed how that's measured since then?
And his team had an undefeated record. That's a cool story. 100 years old.
Crazy.
Bringing him out for some celebration.
That's very cool. Airbnb has announced a contest where they're giving 100 people $100,000 each to come up with a design for a creative, quirky, and jaw-droppingly offbeat home for people to stay in. So basically, you have until the 22nd to submit your idea for unique home. Then the judges will pick 100 winners. Each winner gets a $100,000 grant to carry out their plans of creating it. So you kind of have to already own the property, but then you use the $100K to build or renovate the space. And there's a little bit of fine print in there, too. Like, you're responsible for all the taxes and insurance and all that kind of stuff.
It's crazy how many winners there are, though.
Yeah.
That much money.
100 winners, $100,000. That is a lot of people right there. Yeah.
If this guy doesn't win his bid for mayor, I don't know what's going on. We mentioned this guy. I don't know how long ago it was, but there was another kind of story like this. But it says, Willie Wilson giving away $80,000 in free groceries yesterday to Chicago residents. Everybody got a $25 gift card to spend at a local grocery store. So he's going to give away free gas again on July 9th. So not this weekend, but next.
Nice.
Which I believe that was the story we talked about before, was he did like a free gas day.
Yeah.
But he also running for mayor.
Wow.
So buying your votes?
maybe a little bit.
Blatantly. But I mean, gosh. Giving away $80,000 in groceries, doing a bunch of free gas day, boys. If you can't get the winning nod from mayor,
yeah, more politicians should try just giving everybody free food and gas. That would be great.
All right, there you go. Newsy and noteworthy for the morning with Kiss.
Streaming live with your free Kiss FM app and powered by Carl Tyler Chevrolet, Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM.
Nelson in the morning, 94.9 Kiss FM. And you can listen along with your free Kiss FM mobile app. Open up the app. We got a story there you'll find talking about a brand new restaurant that's headed towards Missoula. And I was kind of thinking of things that have happened with businesses over the last couple months.
Right.
There's been a lot of news talking about El Cazador closing the downtown location. Then the Kettle House tap room on Myrtle Street. That went up for sale.
That's up for sale after 27 years.
Imagination Brewing did sell finally. That process started late last year.
Yeah, Somatic Fermentation Project bought them out. Open Road Bicycles and Norder Equipment, they're planning to close by the end of the summer. And Bob Sonnenvac, actually today is Bob Sonnenvac's last day in business.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. After what, 40?
43 years.
Unbelievable. All right, so always kind of newsy with the happenings with Missoula businesses and things that are opening and closing.
Sure.
This is a story that kind of came out yesterday as an article in the Missoulian. That there's going to be a new spot coming to the old Cafe Dolce location.
Okay.
Now remember the roller coaster ride they were on?
Absolutely. This is the Cafe Dolce on Brooks, right? That's the one we're talking about?
Yes, not the one that was in the mall.
Though. Right.
But they had late 2020. COVID was, kind of in its biggest form there. So they closed down at the end of 2020.
Yeah.
Part of it was, to kind of just help. They said it was kind of just to help with the whole process of, social distancing and keeping people from gathering. Then they reopened in the spring of 2021.
Right.
But then in the fall of 2021 last year, they pretty much announced, no, we're closing for good.
Yeah, but they were going to do like private rentals and stuff.
Right. And then it wasn't long after that that they announced, well, the one in the mall is going away as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of up and down last year or so for the business itself. But story yesterday, article about a new restaurant coming, which I guess is going to be like a Italian-inspired restaurant that will take over.
So a new Italian restaurant coming to Missoula. It's going to be taking place where the Cafe Dolce location was. It's
going to be called Florabella.
Florabella. I like that one. Okay, that's good. I've been saying I think we need like another Italian option in Missoula. Because right now we just have like Ciao Mambo and Romeo's. So those are kind of like our only two options for like Italian food.
Yeah, so now you'll have another one.
Absolutely.
I was kind of reading the backstory in the article, which is kind of cool. It's like the two guys that are, I guess, going in to start it. They've been involved in, you know, restaurant and ownership throughout the state. They had the idea for kind of something they were going to do locally. But with the way everything is right now, like prices got so crazy that it just, I guess they just eventually realized, well, this isn't going to work the way we thought.
Right.
So they backed out of a different project. They contacted the guy that owned the Cafe Dolce and the building there, and kind of, I guess he was reluctant to sell to anybody that kind of wasn't local, wanted to keep the local feel and everything.
That's fair, yeah.
So the deal came there, and there you go. Put the plans in motion, and yeah, it's going to supposed to open in the fall.
That's great.
Here's kind of a quote that was in the article talking about stuff they're going to do. It says they're going to install a raised pergola on the patio to allow three-season outdoor dining.
Oh, nice.
So I would guess the brutal middle of winter would be the one season that misses out, but you never know.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
It says they're going to remove the drywall over some of the windows that face the parking lot, which means the section that used to display fine plates will now be a coffee shop exclusively featuring a special blend made by Black Coffee Roasting Company. And they're going to move part of the kitchen to the dining room so the customers and chefs can interact.
Oh, nice.
That'd be kind of cool while you're having a meal. You can kind of see what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah. It's awesome.
Watch the chefs do their thing. Got a beer and wine license. They're going to feature local selections. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, this sounds great. Yeah, so Florabella is the name of the place. And you're saying like the fall is when it should be opening up?
Yeah, they said they're hoping to open in the fall.
That's great.
So we'll see. All right. More with the story. And like I said, it's kind of a cool backstory about how it came to be and the people that are involved. And actually, it really kind of gets into detail about how the guys that are opening, you know, really want to make it so that it's beneficial to anybody that's working in the restaurant, how it can, you know, provide quality jobs and decent paying jobs and people that want to really have careers in the, you know, culinary industry. And
that's great.
Kind of cool if you want to read more about it. But check out the story. We have more. Your Kiss FM mobile app.
When it's country in Superior, it's Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM.
Summer at Smith & Nelson in the morning with 94.9 KISS FM, and we have your chance to win coming up in minutes with the Under the Big Sky Music Festival, which also includes a rodeo. That's how cool it is.
Yes, it is.
We'll get you tickets for a sold-out weekend coming up here in just moments, but first we have to tell you part of the morning is brought to you by Taco Time.
That's right. Try the new Impossible Nacho Burrito. You won't believe how much Impossible meat tastes like seasoned ground beef. But it's 100% vegetarian, a delicious combination of impossible meat and your favorite nacho ingredients, all wrapped in a home-style tortilla. It's Nacho Average Burrito, the impossible nacho burrito, only for a limited time at Taco Time in North Reserve.
All right, your chance to win tickets to the Soul.
I feel like every time I read that, I'm like Bill Hader trying not to break character as Stefan.
That's great. It's a good comparison. I like that. Tickets to a sold-out weekend with the Under the Big Sky Music Festival. It's happening at Big Mountain Ranch in Whitefish.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes up July 15th, 16th, and 17th, which is actually pretty cool because they've expanded it from originally when they started this a couple years ago, just a two-day festival. And then they've added a third day to it, so now it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal. Looking at some of the artists playing here this year, the Turnpike Troubadours, Cody Jinx, Black Pumas, Jamie Johnson, and Midland. Be providing some great country music over the weekend.
It's a killer lineup over there, for sure.
Yeah, Lainey Wilson, even the Little Smokies part of it. A little local feel there.
Nice.
3 days of music, plus you get the rodeo on the first night there, that Friday night. So it's a fun weekend. Music on a couple stages. And, weather should be great.
Yeah.
Here in a couple weeks. The only kicker is, if you want to go to the show, it's sold out.
It is sold out. There is a resale thing going on the website, so people have kind of put up their tickets if they can't make it and stuff. But it's like $300 for a 3-day pass.
Yeah, Yeah, it's kind of the official ticket exchange where they're not letting people, you know, set different prices. It's all a set amount. But if you do want to get tickets, that's kind of the way you could do it with the ticket exchange. But we'll get you tickets here for the morning and save you some serious money while we do it. Yeah, like you said, $300 for a 3-day weekend pass.
Right, we're giving you two of them here.
You're saving here this morning. Under the Big Sky, you can get the complete lineup and all the details at underthebigskyfest.com or go to our concert page with your Kiss FM mobile app. Get your tickets, get you some Kiss coffee from our friends at Hunter Bay, make you a winner for your morning. Caller 15, let's do it.
Caller 15, give us a call, 543-9500. That is 543-9500.
When it's country in Potomac, it's Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM. It's Odds and Ends with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. Some odds and ends for your morning. And Arby's and Old Spice have finally teamed up. It's the collaboration we've all been waiting for a limited edition meat sweat defense kit. They announced it yesterday. It sold out immediately for
$60. What is it? What are we talking about here?
$60 gets you a $15 Arby's gift card, two cans of deodorant, a sweatband, gym towel, and a sweatsuit covered in pictures of deli meats. comes in a box with the definition of meat sweats printed inside. Like I said, sold out immediately, but a few people already reselling it on eBay. They sold for $60 originally. They're currently going for $250.
Amazing. Woman in Massachusetts making headlines. She's expecting two sets of identical twins at the same time. She and her husband have four kids from previous relationships.
Yeah.
Started a GoFundMe page because they're going to go from a family of six to a family of 10.
That is a lot.
The odds of having two sets of identical twins at the same time are 1 in 70 million.
Yeah. Wouldn't that just be quadruplets?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they're all four identical.
Okay. So there's two. Okay. I see what you're saying. Two of them are going to be identical to the other one. Okay.
So there's like a pair and then another pair. I don't know how they figured it out.
So they're technically quadruplets, but there's like two sets of two within the quadruplets. Yes. Okay.
All we know is there's four babies coming out of there.
Man, that's nuts. Cameron Diaz coming out of retirement. She's been retired since 2014. Her last movie was Annie.
Really? That long ago?
Yeah.
In a movie?
It's been eight years since Cameron Diaz in a movie. And she will now star in a new action comedy for Netflix with Jamie Foxx called Back in Action. Jamie Foxx announced the movie yesterday by posting audio of a phone conversation where he's trying to reassure Cameron Diaz about her decision to come back. And then he brings in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady says, listen, I'm relatively successful at unretiring. I'll help you out. Kind of a funny bit they did there. But Cameron Diaz going to be back in movies.
I can't believe it's been that long since she's been.
Pretty wild, yeah.
You have to think a plan all the way through. I mean, that is step number one. Seattle police just arrested a man for stealing 11 cases of beer from a Safeway grocery store. Loaded the 11 cases of beer into a cart, threatened a security guard on the way out of the store, and then he had no way to really get out of there. So he walked across the street and waited for a public bus to pick him up.
Oh, come on.
With his 11 cases of beer where police easily showed up and arrested
him. That makes sense, yeah. If only that bus had gotten there sooner.
Spur of the moment decision. I'm going to take these cases a bit. Wait a minute. I have nowhere to go.
Yeah, there you go. 4th of July is the most dangerous day of the year for your phone. A company that repairs the broken and waterlogged phones went through all their data, found there are 48% more phone accidents on the 4th of July than any other day of the year.
All right.
Memorial Day and Labor Day are next on the list. Really, summertime in general is like the most dangerous time of year.
You're outside.
Yeah, more people are out. They're jumping in pools, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Don't assume your phone is waterproof. And don't drop it. Don't crack your screen.
Some things that happened on this day. 1936, Gone with the Wind was published. This date, 1953, first Corvette rolled off of Chevy's assembly line.
Wow.
And they sold it for $3,250.
Which, back when that was sold, it was probably a lot of money, yeah.
This date, 1994, U.S. Figure Skating Association stripped Tanya Harding of her 1994 national title, banned her for life, of course, after the attack on Nancy Kerrigan. A couple birthdays for your day. Country star Cole Swindell, 39. How about Iron Mike Tyson? He is 56 today.
Wow.
And there you go. For your morning, some odds and ends. It's KISS.
This part of Smith and Nelson in the Morning, brought to you by Hunter Bay Coffee, Montana's premium gourmet coffee roaster.
94.9 Kiss FM. Smith and Nelson doing it for the morning, and you can listen along with your free Kiss FM mobile app as we bring you some good news stories of the day.
Yeah, some good news kind of happening around the world. A 95-year-old near Tulsa donated her entire 320-acre ranch to Oklahoma State to use for research, which is pretty cool. She and her late husband, they never had kids. They planned to donate it after they both passed away, but she decided, yeah, there's no better time than now. Why not? What am I doing with
it? It's awesome.
Yeah, so very cool. A bunch of kids in Pittsburgh did a fundraiser called Coins for Kendall to help a puppy that was born with birth defects that needed 3 life-saving surgeries. They ended up raising over $2,000 for it. So that's very great. Love to see that. A couple in Los Angeles did some spring cleaning. Had a bunch of extra garbage that needed picking up, so they left cold drinks at the end of their driveway to thank their trash guys, and now a video of that is going viral online.
Everything goes viral.
Yeah. Anytime someone is kind of nice, yeah, the video will just go viral. This is kind of cool. Winnipeg bringing the idea back that fire stations have dogs. They're using strays to boost morale at fire stations. The program is also doubling as a way to help find the dogs permanent forever homes.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely love that. And then finally, if you need some more good news today, BuzzFeed just posted a list called 17 Good Things That Happened This Week That Proved There's Still a Glimmer of Hope Left in the World.
Like leaving cold drinks at the end of your driveway.
Exactly, yes. With all the bleak stuff happening in the news, yeah, nice to see some good stuff happening like that every once in a while, right?
All right, there you go. Good news stories for your day. Smith and Nelson, it's KISS.
No newsworthy nugget of the day with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Brought to you by Farside Sign, Missoula's leading full-service sign and custom vehicle graphic shop. Farside Sign in the 2200 blocks of Avenue West.
Fun facts, little pieces of information we hope not everybody knows about. That's what we gather and use for our nuggets in the morning.
That's right. And right now, I'll tell you about the only person in history that this has ever happened to. Only one person ever has been hit by a meteorite. One person in history, yeah. It was a woman named Ann Hodges in Alabama. She was in her house in November of 1954. A chunk of meteorite broke through her ceiling, ricocheted off of a radio, and then hit her in the thigh.
Wow.
She survived and I believe was okay, although it sounds like there was a problem with her landlady, where it sounds like the landlady wanted to claim the rock for herself. She felt she had the right to it because it landed in the house that she owned. So there was like a legal battle as far as like that goes. But the meteorite was named the Hodges meteorite after the person that it hit.
Wow. That's the only person that's ever been hit by one?
Only person in history that's ever been hit by a meteorite.
I'll be.
Ann Hodges in Alabama. Need to or not, now you know.